What's up, people? It is Saturday, November 4th. My name is B. Hill, and this is the Just My Opinion podcast. Let me jump right in for this week. And I want to have a talk with my people, black people, especially black business owners. If you've been on social media the past week or so and even watched some of the news, Keith Lee has been trending over the past couple of weeks because of a food tour he did in Atlanta. And I've talked about Keith Lee before. He's a food reviewer out of Las Vegas. And let me start by saying I've been following him for probably the past 10, 12 months. This dude is a very humble, he comes across as just a regular guy, extremely humble, always gives thanks to God for everything, for where he is, the good and the bad. And he seems very genuine. He comes across as just a regular dude, just like he just likes to eat food. And I think part of his popularity is the fact that he comes across as just a regular dude. He'll tell you he's a regular guy. He pays for his food. He never wants any special treatment. And I think that kind of sets him apart from a lot of other content creators in that space of reviewing food. Some of them charge money. He never takes a dime from them for doing it. So he was in Atlanta and had a couple of not so good experiences with a couple of the Atlanta restaurants, black owned restaurants specifically. But he also had some amazing experiences, and you know, he reviewed that. And I will say one thing about him: when he does his reviews, he gives his opinion and he lets it be known this is his experience, and other people may have different experiences. He's just sharing his. I've never seen him be malicious and say don't go to this restaurant or anything of that nature. He just gives his experience. So let's start with this restaurant called The Real Milk and Honey. He tried to call in the order. They didn't take phone orders. They recommended he use DoorDash. He went to DoorDash. It said the restaurant was already closed. So he went to the restaurant, saw that the restaurant was open, and went inside. They said that they were closed for deep cleaning, but when they saw it was him, was willing to make some food for him. And he said, no, I'll pass, you know, nobody else can get food, you know, don't treat me special or anything, you know, I'll have to pass. So he made a review saying that he tried to go and try the food and just gave his experience and of why he didn't get the food. And then this particular restaurant has certain rules posted, their house rules. Like one of the rules is they don't accommodate parties of five or more. But then three or four rules down, it says for parties of five or more, there's an 18% gratuity automatically added. Well, if you don't accommodate parties of five or more, how is that a 18% gratuity? You know, it just doesn't make sense. Then they had one rule that, like, you can only be there for 90 minutes because other people have to eat too. So it's just a whole different vibe with some of the restaurants in Atlanta, and it's very similar to Houston as well. But he just gave his review of that interaction and that experience. And then the owner of The Real Milk and Honey responded with the video. And the video was a young lady asking the owner, hey, have you seen Keith Lee's review of The Real Milk and Honey? And the owner said, Keith Lee, I don't know who that is. Basically dismissing Keith Lee. So they caught a lot of backlash for that. Then the owner doubles down and goes on to a radio station and says that people come to the restaurant for the food and not the service. And that's one of the problems I have with black-owned businesses. that type of attitude right there. It's a problem. And that's why some of these restaurants cannot sustain, because of that mentality right there. Some of these restaurants can't decide whether they want to be a club or a restaurant. And I live in the Dallas area, and there are a couple of restaurants here with kind of similar vibes and house rules or whatever. I don't even go to them. I think what some of these restaurateurs fail to realize is that when people have a negative experience, of course they're going to share that negative experience, and you could be losing business. And also, your response, instead of maybe explaining your house rules or taking constructive criticism, for you to go out there and basically throw shade at a dude that has 15 million followers, that's just not a good look. And then he went to Candy Burris's restaurant, Old Lady Gang. And here's the thing. Part of what he does is he has somebody else order the food and have them go pick it up, because he knows, since he's well known, if they know it's him, they're going to treat him special, and that's not what he wants. So when he went to Old Lady Gang, they didn't take call their orders or to go orders. So they pulled up, his wife and his mom went to the restaurant. They were told it would be a 2-hour wait. They didn't have a wait list. They didn't ask for contact information to be able to let them know when that table was ready. So his wife and mom goes back out, tells him what happened. He walks in 5-6 minutes later. Oh, Keith Lee, you know, we can get you a table in 5 minutes. His response was, well, I just had people in here. They said it was a 2-hour wait. Again, I'm just a regular dude. I don't want to be treated indifferently to anybody else. So he decided to leave because of that interaction. And they actually followed him to the parking lot. And there were actually some people sitting in their car waiting for their table. And he said, you know, you have people sitting in the car. I'm not going to eat until they eat. So that's just the kind of dude he is. He seems very genuine in what he says. And he didn't know these other people were recording that interaction. But he truly says that he doesn't want to be treated special. And this is exactly why he has other people order the food. Because, again, he doesn't want the special treatment. He wants to be treated like everybody else. So, my thing is, like, Houston, I lived in Houston for 3 years. They have a couple of restaurants with that similar type of vibe. And, like, one restaurant in Houston charges $20 just to park. Then they have a cover charge. You know, it's just ridiculous. And we had a Jamaican spot opened up down the street from me. Black-owned Jamaican spot. I'm like, cool, let me give it a try. So I went, like, within the first couple of months, the food was okay, but I got a to-go order. I got some Rasta pasta with jerk chicken and a beef patty. Beef patty wasn't feeling it at all. The Rasta pasta was just okay, but for the amount that they charge and the portion sizes, it's not worth it. And the service was subpar. I walked in, really wasn't even greeted. People standing there just kind of looking around. So service will turn me off, and I haven't been back to that restaurant since. And this whole Keith Lee in Atlanta thing has blown up to the point where a lot of restaurant owners had a meeting the other day to see how they could better serve their customers. And even Candy Burris, she responded to Keith Lee, apologized, and she took the high road, and she just kind of explained why they didn't do call-in orders. At least, you know, it was something. But like the owner of The Real Milk and Honey, you know, it's the arrogance is what really got me. And there are a lot of black-owned businesses, not outside of just restaurants, that have that same arrogance about stuff. And I'm all about supporting black-owned businesses, but you have to treat me right too. You know, just because I'm black, don't think you can treat me any kind of way and I'm just automatically supposed to give you my money because you're black owned. It doesn't work like that for me. I still expect good service, good product if I'm gonna spend my money. But it's been really weird. So it's been a lot of backlash from him. Like Chad Johnson, or Chad Ochocinco, was on his podcast with Shannon Sharp the other day, and he was talking about how he doesn't like Keith Lee and what he's doing, and other people came for Keith Lee on social media saying that, you know, F him because he just tearing down black businesses and he doesn't know what he's doing, and he's not tearing anybody down, he's just giving his experience. At what point you can't give your own experience? And again, he tells people that was his own personal experience. Go experience it for yourself. He discourages people from leaving bad or negative reviews based on his experiences. Like, if you've never been there, it's ridiculous for you to leave a one-star review. He discourages that in his videos. He discourages calling, making death threats and threats to the staff and all that stuff. He discourages all of that. But some of those restaurants have been getting negative reviews, negative comments, negative calls. He discouraged, that's not his fault for just giving his opinion. And again, I've never heard him say, don't go somewhere to a restaurant. I've never heard him say that. But there are people out there with, if you're calling a restaurant and threatening people's life over food, that to me, that's a mental health issue. So you can't stop that. I mean, they're just crazy people out there. But the slander that he's getting for giving his opinion is just ridiculous. I think from the way he carries himself, and obviously a lot of these people who are slandering Keith Lee has never really watched him. You know, I've seen him in videos. He asked a lady, how much were your sales for the day? She said, like, $2,400. He said, I'll match that. He matched her whole sales for the day. He went to a restaurant the other day, and he wanted to leave $1,000. And the owner asked if that was for the entire staff. He said, yeah. But he pulled his waiter to the side and said, you gave us excellent service. Gave this man another $1,000 just to him. I've seen Keith Lee save struggling businesses, and those business owners will attest to it. If Keith Lee says your food is good, you're gonna be out the door the next day. And you know, he just has that effect on people. I think people trust his judgment because he is just a regular dude. He does this out of the kindness of his heart. He doesn't charge to post these reviews. He pays for his own food and actually pays way more in most cases. He says he's just a humble dude that likes to eat food. And the hatred and slander he gets only because of his popularity, I think people are missing their own blessing because of hatred and jealousy over what somebody else is doing. But anyway, last night I had a conversation with a friend of mine, and it's interesting to get different perspectives. And I always say, you know, this is just my opinion. Everything I say is just my own personal opinion and feelings about a situation. So the situation is, a couple of weeks ago, about a month ago, I was playing poker at my parents' house, and my dad has some friends over. My dad is in his early 70s, and his friends are in their late 70s, 80s. And there's one lady in particular I feel is just extremely nosy. I think this was the second time I've been around her, and she just asked 10,000 questions. So, you know, she'll ask about my job and what do I do, and I don't go into detail about my job because you wouldn't understand even if I did. because she'll say something like, oh, so you kind of work on a computer? So you definitely wouldn't understand the level of detail that my job entails. So I just said, yeah, I work on a computer and that I work from home. But then she started asking about, because I told her the company I work for, and it's the Fortune 500 company. So she had the nerve to basically ask me where I was on the pay scale. So basically asking me how much money I make. And that's none of your business. That's not something I would even think about asking anybody, because it's none of my business. And then one of my dad's friends called him. My dad got a new car. And he just paid for the car. And one of his neighbors saw the car sitting in the driveway. So he had to call. Hey, did you get a new car? My dad said, yeah. So my dad had to go through the whole process of him getting a new car. The dude asking how much he got for his trade-in and how much did he pay for the car. And I don't know. Maybe I'm different, because that's just not stuff I ask people, because I just don't feel like it's any of my business. And this particular dude, he will go on Zillow just to see how much his neighbor's houses are worth. And it's like, for what? I mean, you're not going to sell your house. You're not moving. Why do you care about what somebody else's stuff is worth? I just don't get it. And to me, that goes beyond just general conversation and getting to know somebody kind of thing. I don't know, I just don't get it. But she was saying, oh yeah, we do that all the time. It's, maybe it's just me, maybe it's wrong, but I mind my business. I don't get into people personal stuff like that. Now, I do have friends that, one of my friends in the trucking industry, he'll tell me, hey, you know, it's been kind of slow and I'm only making this a week and, you know, that kind of thing. But that's something he volunteers to me. I never ask, because I just don't feel like, you know, that's any of my business. I just don't. That's kind of where I was raised, to mind my business. But everyone is different. And then the past couple of weeks, we did lose Matthew Perry from Friends. That was a huge shock. And Richard Roundtree, which was the original Shaft. You know, it's like we just, every day we're watching people die. Some expected, some unexpected, and that's why I'm very much a fan of living your life and stop wasting time. You know, if it's something that you can do, that you're able to do, just go ahead and do it. You know, none of us are guaranteed tomorrow. So I just believe in living your life and taking advantage while you have the time, because again, life is short. Spend it with those that you care about, that you love, and that care about you and love you too. Also, I would encourage you to watch the interview with Funny Marco and Kevin Hart. It is, I think, hilarious. Funny Marco I've watched some of his interviews, and he's so deadpan, just dry, very few expressions on his face, and he asked some of the most ridiculous questions. But putting him and Kevin Hart together was, to me, genius. And it was just funny to me, because both of them were just, it's just a funny interview. I mean, that's just my opinion. So if you need something to kind of laugh at, I would suggest watching that. I think it's maybe like 30, 40 minutes long. But I felt it was very entertaining if you like that kind of dry sense of humor. It was pretty entertaining. This week's Rebel Middle Finger goes to a TikToker by the name of The Real Rollo Black. And this dude went on a rant on TikTok about Keith Lee. I know this podcast has been very Keith Lee heavy. But he went on this rant about he doesn't understand why Keith Lee is so popular, why people like him, because all he does is eat food and he's tearing down businesses. But he makes art, and nobody supports his art, and we made him homeless because we don't support him. And come to find out, going to his page, most of his stuff is him humping the camera. And very little art. And then someone said that the art that he does make is done by AI. So it's not like he actually drew or painted anything. But that's when I was talking about being humble and waiting for your own blessing, because all of this hatred and envy and jealousy of somebody else, you know, I think again, people like Keith Lee because he seems very genuine and humble. And this dude, he's doing, because I don't think Keith Lee started TikTok and started doing food reviews to get clout off of that. It just happened organically because people were interested. They were like, hey, you know, he's just like me, and respected his opinion. I think that's his humbleness and just the genuine way he comes across is why he has so many followers. But this dude is out for a quick dollar trying to be, he's just basically jealous. But the rant he went on about Keith Lee was just ridiculous, and it was filled with envy and jealousy. So for that, you get the rebel middle finger, because obviously you don't deserve it. Anyway, and last but not least, my quote for the week is just be humble. Be humble with who you are and what you have, and if it's meant for you, it'll come. But don't hate on anybody else because they are doing something you wish you could. Keep working and your time will come. That is it for this week. Thank you for listening. God bless. Peace.